Genius strategy, NASCAR tries to appeal to everyone but its conservative fanbase. By Warner Todd Houston on November 9, 2021. In an effort to expand its appeal, NASCAR has increasingly begun enacting woke, left-wing policies despite the fact that its fan base is overwhelmingly conservative red staters. Just last week, for instance, NASCAR executives not only expressed support for the NBC sports reporter who lied about the "fuck Joe Biden" chant that fans were yelling out at Talladega Speedway last month, but officials also expressly denounced the "Let's Go Brandon" chant that fans have come to love so much. Isaac Brecken / NASCAR via Getty Images. The discouragement of the anti-Biden chants is hardly the only thing NASCAR has done to anger its most avid fans. In another incident that upset fans, NASCAR immediately and without question jumped on board Bubba Wallace's wild claims that he found a noose hanging in his trackside garage. NASCAR was 100% supportive of Wallace's absurd claim and even came out with statements that essentially substantiated Wallace's claims. However, the FBI found no basis for the noose accusation and said that it was just a pull rope hanging off the garage door as opposed to a noose in any fashion. Martinsville, Virginia, June 10, Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Richard Petty Motorsports Chevrolet, wears a "I Can't Breathe" Black Lives Matter t-shirt under his fire suit in solidarity with protesters around the world taking to the streets after the death of George Floyd on May 25. Speaks to the media prior to the NASCAR Cup Series Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 at Martinsville Speedway on June 10, 2020 in Martinsville, Virginia. Photo by Jared C. Tilton / Getty Images. Then there was the Confederate flag ban NASCAR enacted, which put an end to fans bringing their CS flags to the track, something fans have done since NASCAR's earliest days. While one could certainly make an argument for banning the flag on general principle, coupled with all the other social justice moves the sport is making, the decision does appear to be another concession to woke culture. The ban certainly didn't sit well with a plurality of NASCAR fans. A recent poll found that an average of 47% oppose the ban while only 28% support it. Talladega, L. June 22, Confederate flag merchandise is seen at a hut across the street from the Talladega Superspeedway prior to the NASCAR Cup Series Geico 500 on June 22, 2020 in Talladega, Alabama. A noose was found in the garage stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Superspeedway a week after the organization banned the Confederate flag at its facilities. Photo by Carmen Mondato / Getty Images. NASCAR's woke policies might seem to be a slap in the face to its overwhelmingly white, male, Midwestern / Southern fans. And according to the Morning Consult poll cited above, the political breakdown of the Racing League's fans are 45% Republican, 27% Independent, and only 28% Democrat. The 45% figure for Republican NASCAR fans is a full 12 points higher than the average number of Republicans in all other sports. Meaning, NASCAR has a significantly more conservative fan base than every other sports league. Another poll finds that 63% of fans are male. Southern fans make up the largest share, 37%, and only 20% of fans are Hispanic or Black. With numbers like this, it seems more likely that if NASCAR continues pushing woke policies, it will go farther toward angering its bread-and-butter fan base than it will to help add new fans. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com / warner.todd.houston.